More oil marketing firms are increasing prices of petroleum products at the pumps. The latest is two of the industry's giants, Goil and Shell. The two are all selling a liter of petrol at 14 cedis 80 pesos. Diesel is also going for 14 cedis 92 pesos. Star Oil took the lead yesterday, selling a liter of diesel at 14 cedis 79 pesos and petrol going for 13 cedis 88 pesos. Most of the oil marketing companies have linked the recent round of increases to the depreciating cedi and rising prices of finished petroleum products on the world market. Government will in the coming days launch a program to help Eurobond investors exchange their old papers for new ones. This was after the investors agreed to the terms of restructuring more than $13 billion debt. George Yafe has more.
Finance Minister Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam, who disclosed this at a joint press conference with the IMF and the World Bank, revealed that the process should be concluded September this year.
We remain committed to engaging and resolving our non-bonded commercial indebtedness as well. So while the restructuring process has been challenging, we deliberately chose to implement an economic reset.
Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam also revealed that they are currently looking at all options available when it comes to financing the proposed sinking fund to meet future obligations to these creditors.
That we already have a sinking fund. And so with the economy growing and revenue increasing, you could do allocation specifically to the sinking fund to increase your debt repayment capacity in future.
The finance minister noted that despite 2024 being an election year, they are committed to tighten expenditure to avoid slippages. He believes that all these developments will go a long way to restore investor confidence in the economy.
George Yafe filed that report. Now, the Ghana Statistical Service is cautioning government to intervene in the exponential population growth in the Greater Accra region, covering smaller land spaces. Speaking to Joy Business after launching the population projections for 2021 to 2050, Deputy Government Statistician Dr. Faustina Frimpong disclosed that there will be more development works required to cater for the growth. According to the service, the country's population growth will increase by 6.41 million by 2030.
The one that I think government should really consider is the pressure on the land in Accra, because the population density in Accra is way beyond what we're thinking. I mean, in certain documents, they projected that by 2050, in Ghana itself should be 157 person per square kilometer. But we'll reach this number in 2030. The whole country, by 2030, there will be, in totality, 156.7 people per square kilometer. And when you break it down to various areas, because Accra lands is the smallest, more people there put much pressure in there, and so the kind of charges we put up, some of these things must be considered in their decision making to help ensure that we contain all these people within the country.
Dr. Faustina Frimpong is the Deputy Government Statistician. And to some other stories, an economist and country director at the International Growth Center, Dr. Ni Kwaku Soa, has expressed worry over the several tax exemptions given to multinationals operating in the country. According to Dr. Soa, the exemptions, specifically in the mining and construction sectors, have led to enormous losses in revenue to the state.
Take a good look at the exemptions that we have. There are too many. Somebody wants to establish a company in your country. He's done his own homework. He's done his feasibility studies and everything. And then he comes in, and then you give him tax holiday, about 10 years tax holiday. Not only do you give them the 10 years tax holiday, but you also give them the chance to be able to keep their receipts over there. There's 100% retention for some of them. What do you gain then by allowing you to establish a company here? We should take a second look at some of these things. It's hurting us, particularly, I'm talking mostly about mining and construction sector.
Dr. Ni Kwaku Soa is an economist and also the country director at the International Growth Center. Republic Bank Ghana has announced the appointment of Mr. David Aduashong as acting board chairman following a decision by the board of the bank and the Bank of Ghana's approval. Mr. David Aduashong was appointed to the board in June 2018 as a representative of Republic Financial Holdings Limited. He has served on both the Enterprise Risk and Board Credit Committees as chairman and the Remuneration and Nominations Committee of the board. He currently chairs the board of Republic Securities Limited and also serves on the board of Republic Investments Ghana Limited. Professor of Finance at the University of Ghana Business School, Joshua Abo, is asking multilateral development banks to collaborate with multinationals or national development banks to push for economic stability in developing countries. According to him, this will put these banks in the right position to target various entities for development. He was speaking at the 2024 Ghana Academy of Arts and Sciences public lecture.
Encourage collaborative efforts of DFIs. Multilateral development banks need to collaborate with national development banks that have contextual knowledge, which puts them in the right position to unlend to target entities. This will require implementing the necessary safeguards and risk management frameworks, as well as applying appropriate pricing models. Engage shareholders of DFIs. Shareholders of DFIs need to demonstrate the political will to support the fight against climate change. They must consider increasing capital to DFIs, especially multilateral development banks and national development banks.
Professor Joshua Abo is the Professor of Finance at the University of Ghana Business School. Now, the Electronic Money Issuers Chamber of Ghana has refuted claims that some fintech companies are holding on to foreign exchange. The Chamber's President, Dr. Ken Ashigbe, explains that transactional operations of fintechs are supported by commercial banks, thereby enabling an effective tracking system of transactions. His comments come on the back of reports by some industry players suggesting that some fintech companies could be holding on to foreign exchange earned through remittances.
Our educational system should not always churn out graduates to come and be looking for jobs. At least they must be able to.
We sincerely apologize for that. You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. The British Council is calling for the addition of entrepreneurship in the curriculum of all second cycle institutions in Ghana. According to a report by the World Bank, over 110,000 students graduate each year from tertiary institutions, most of them with no entrepreneurial skills. This, the Deputy Director of Programs and Partnerships at the British Council, Richard Kwesi Shangwa, believes encouraging startups and entrepreneurship will reduce the country's unemployment rate. He spoke at the UK Alumni Dialogues event, a networking session to commemorate British Council's 80 years of existence in Ghana.
Our educational system should not always churn out graduates to come and be looking for jobs. At least they must be able to inculcate curriculums that tells the student that when you are coming out from school, there are a pool of what unemployed people in the system already. You must make a difference. So entrepreneurship puts you ahead of your colleagues who do not even have any skills in what in entrepreneurship. So entrepreneurship is very key. So that's why we are calling for all tertiary institutions to inculcate entrepreneurship curriculum in their schools.
Richard Kwesi Shangwa is the Deputy Director of Programs and Partnerships at the British Council. Time now for Pension Tip on Money Lab, and our resource person from Enterprise Trustees tells us why you should sign up for a pension plan.
Hello, welcome to Money Lab. My name is Nana Asante Amwakun, Head of Consumer Experience at Enterprise Trustees. Today, we will talk about personal pensions. How well we prepare for each stage determines how well we will live the next stage. Our retirement is one of the most important stages in life, and we must prepare for it. While we are working, it is essential to make a personal commitment to our future outside the mandatory pension provision by the government to ensure that we live a comfortable life at retirement. Signing up for a personal pension is a crucial step in securing your retirement. Choose a plan aligned with your retirement goals and make regular contributions towards it. Seek professional advice from any of the NPRA licensed corporate trustees for a tailored strategy that aligns with your retirement goals. As Harry Fosdick said, don't simply retire from something, but have something to retire to. Thank you very much, and I'll see you again.
On that pension note, that's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by EcoBank, A Better Way, A Better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Let me tell you about the EcoBank's EMG Million Gang. This is the year to stop singing and talking about chopping and enjoying life. Just do it. EcoBank has over 1 million cedis worth of cash and prizes in the EcoBank Million Gang promo for you and over 7,000 others across Ghana. Hey, my God. Winners will be rewarded bi-weekly, and you can be one of them winning up to 10,000 cedis. There will also be three monthly draws, and all you have to do is to deposit cash in multiples of 500 cedis into your EcoBank account at your nearest branch, EcoBank Express Point, or via EcoBank Mobile to stand a chance of winning. Other prizes include four vouchers, shopping vouchers, airtime, and many more. Promo runs from now to July 31. It's your time to chop life. Remember, every 500 cedis deposits earns you an entry into the EMG draw. A better way to enjoy life, a better way, a better Africa. EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank. I am Pius Kojo Baka. Great for serving you. Ignition is next. Do enjoy.
Joy 99.7 FM.
We know say problem day, but you for chop life. Simply deposit cash in multiples of 500 Ghana cedis into your EcoBank account at your nearest branch, Express Point, or through EcoBank Mobile to win your share of over 1 million cedis in prizes in the EcoBank Million Gang promo, EMG. Be one of over 7,000 people to be rewarded. Hey, my God. Yes, so over 7,000 people go chop soft life from May to July 31, 2024. Be an EcoBank customer or be square. Remember, every 500 Ghana Cedi deposit earns you a point for the EcoBank Million Gang today. EMG. Deposit today and win your share of 1.2 million in cash and prizes. A better way to enjoy life. A better way. A better Africa. EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank. This promo is regulated by the NLA on the Caritas Lottery platform.
I love this station.
This is Joy 99.7 FM. I would like to have your attention for some funeral announcements. Dr. Ni Ayibonte II, Bisi Manche of Adonteng of the Ga State and Head of Family. Ni Teta Ankama II Way. Ni Ukai Kitiku II, Bisi Shipi of Aneji Way. Ni Kwe Tru I, Ajem Kutuku Manche. Asafrache Ayikuma Asre. Ni Kwe Bonsu. Mankralo, Bebeise. Mr. Isaac Bernard Oku Ayi, Head of Family, Mr. Barrett Ayite Ayi, UK, and the entire parishioners of St. Teresa's Catholic Church, Kanishi Accra, in total submission to the will of God, regret to announce the home call of their beloved Madam Agnes Na Ukaili Naomi Ayi. Funeral arrangements were as follows. The body will lie in state on Friday, the 5th of July, 2024, at house number Bannerman Road, GA224-4528, Okpangobu, opposite the St. Mary the Virgin Anglican Church in the Usher Clinic, Accra. Burial Mass, Saturday, the 6th of July 2024, at the St. Teresa's Catholic Church, Kanishing, Accra. Interment will be private. Thanksgiving Service, Sunday, the 7th of July 2024, at St. Teresa's Catholic Church, Kanishing, Accra, at 9 a.m. Widower, Mr. Martin Atiga Azuri. Children, Mrs. Laurentia Lai Nyaku, St. Teresa School, and Mr. Ronald Nikwe, Multimedia. Grandchildren, Cosmos Nikwe, Elizabeth Enyunam Nyaku, Mercy Nikwe, Juventus Mauli Nyaku, and Jacob David Nyaku. Brothers and sisters, 15. All friends and sympathizers are cordially invited. Nana Amotima Jan Brekum, Trafohene. Nana Buama Santua Brekum, Trafohima. Nana Doma Brekum, Trafu Adishipeni. Opening Ata K Tewbebi Adishipeni. Krachura Nanampra Bisimunu III.